This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to episode 3 of 4, where in this Ramadan course, we are talking about different aspects of ibadah, worship, in this blessed month of Ramadan. In our previous lesson, we were speaking about qiyam, we were speaking about the tahajjud, the night prayer. We mentioned some of the virtues, we mentioned some of the blessings that one can get in the blessed month of Ramadan, especially with Taraweeh. We explained the differences between Taraweeh and Qiyam and Tahajjud, that really these are just different phrases with regards to the prayer that's offered at different times of the night. Now, when we offer Qiyam, we offer our Salah, what is it that we are reciting in our prayers? None other than the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the month of Ramadan is special for a number of reasons. None other, of course, than mentioning the issue of fasting, but also the Qur'an, the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah jalla wa ala mentions in the Qur'an specifically. Now, if we think about, in general, Allah jalla wa ala mentions things in the Qur'an in general. Very few places are mentioned with details, except for maybe inheritance, with regards to marriage, with regards to some issues in buying and selling. But other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about matters in general. For this reason, you only find fasting mentioned just once. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes special dhikr, special remembrance or mention of شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. In fact, it is narrated that in the hadith, which is found in Hakim, which is a book of hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed revelation to many of the prophets of the past in the month of Ramadan. So this particular month isn't something brand new to the Muslims, but it is a time of year which is known to the prophets who came before us, alayhi salatu wasalam. So what does the Qur'an represent to us? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it is a kitab which is hudal lil muttaqin. Hudal, this is a huda, this is a guidance for the muttaqin. So what does the Qur'an represent to us as Muslims, and how does it fit in with our lives? First and foremost, we know it is a book of guidance. It is a hudal lil muttaqin. It is a book of guidance for those who have taqwa, awareness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a book of science. It is a book of guidance. It is a book in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that this is a book in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing that has been left out. Every type of guidance that you need to know as a servant, as a Muslim, has been mentioned in a way that can be not bettered. It is a perfect way of delivering this message to you, because the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah jalla wa ala, is perfect. So in this blessed month of Ramadan, we find that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the one who received the revelation, had a special relationship with the Qur'an in the blessed month of Ramadan. We know this because in the famous hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous of people. And the most generous that you would find him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was in the month of Ramadan. That Jibreel alayhi salam would go through the Qur'an with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. This shows us that a person who increases their recitation of the Qur'an, the closer relationship you have with the Qur'an, this will have an impact on your behavior. Now imagine that the Prophet ﷺ, as mentioned, كَانَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ, he was the most generous of people. That individual, amongst the companions they saw, there is nobody more generous, nobody more noble than the Prophet ﷺ. But in the month of Ramadan, they would see a distinct difference. That the Prophet ﷺ would go up a level in terms of his generosity, in terms of his kindness, in terms of his worship even, subhanAllah, that the Prophet ﷺ would be constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet ﷺ كان يذكر الله في كل حين, that the Prophet ﷺ would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all occasions. that in the last 10 nights of Ramadan that he would make i'tikaf, and there he would establish the night prayer, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would wake his family up in the last part of the night to stand for prayer and to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, throughout our lives, we will constantly need some form of guidance, where to go, what to do, and looking for answers. As a Muslim, we need to understand that the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first port of call for us in all matters of our deen, and in fact, all aspects of our lives. If I need guidance on the matter, is there something in the Qur'an that Allah Jalla wa'ala has spoken about? Even if it is to do with dealings, buying and selling, which a person may see as a worldly act. But is there any guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me how to behave, how to buy and how to sell? You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance on that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance on these worldly matters, how important is for us then to recognize the importance concerning our relationship with regards to our ibadah. Many Muslims are confused about how to deal with one another, how to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, alhamdulillah, has been made very clear in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is to do with buying and selling, with to do with marriage, whether it is to do with your fasting and your salah and your hajj, all of these beautiful things, parts of our worship, have been mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find a people who, in the past, who were close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that the Qur'an had a very high status in their lives and in that community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the status of people concerning the Qur'an, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah jalla wa ala will raise the status of a people through the Qur'an, and that other people will be lowered, they will be devalued with regards to their relationship of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah will say that some of my nation, that they took this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they distanced themselves from it. They did not recite it. They did not act upon it. They did not understand it. We know that the Qur'an was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in the best of languages, in the Arabic language. And that yes, maybe I am not an Arab, and that my mother tongue is not Arabic. But this was never an excuse for a people of the past to learn and understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hearts to understand that the Qur'an is everything to them. It is not possible for me to understand my deen, my religion correctly and properly through translations, relying on the understandings of everybody else. It is a mission, it is an important mission for me, an objective, a goal for me to achieve, to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An objective and a goal that you may not achieve within 5 years or 2 years, but it is a lifelong goal, something that you have the intention to move towards. And if a person is sincere, a person has in their heart truly to reach that goal, then you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that to that particular person. If a person intends to do khayr, intends to do good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, will reward you for your good intention. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for you the achievement and the implementation of that particular goal. And there is none greater than to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering that the Prophet alayhi salam said to us that every letter that is recited in the Qur'an is equal to 10 hasanat. If you look at the page of the Qur'an, whether it has 13 or 15 or 17 lines, in one line, how many letters there are? And the second line, how many letters there are? Third line. In the Qur'an, there are more than 6,000 verses. If it was the case that every verse was equal to 10 hasanat, then imagine the reward for a person completing the Qur'an. But that is not the case. The Prophet ﷺ said that for alif, there is 10 hasanat. For lam, 10 hasanat. Meem, 10 hasanat. If a person was to complete the Qur'an, there would be millions of rewards for you just for its mere recitation. Moreover, the Prophet ﷺ said that the person who finds difficulty in the recitation of the Qur'an, then there is a double reward for that person. Ramadan is that opportunity for us to remind ourselves, how is my recitation? How often do I recite the Qur'an? If I'm a person who finds their recitation is not up to the standard really it should be, then this is an opportunity and a chance for me to reconnect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many ways. The first way would be to improve your recitation, to find a teacher, to find somebody who is able to teach you and to allow you to recite the words and the letters correctly. No longer are you satisfied in reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for how you've been doing it for years, and you know that there are many mistakes. You can do this virtual learning, and you can do this online. How many opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us? So you improve your recitation. Secondly, you can memorize more. That there is not a day that passes by. And we must remember, brothers and sisters, that the days of Ramadan, whether it is 29 or 30, these days are like no other days of the year. I want to ensure that this month is different from the other days of the year. How do I make it different? That the daytime, I'm fasting. The other days in the year, I'm not fasting every day. The nighttime in Ramadan, I'm establishing some sort of night prayer. The other times of the year, I'm not doing that every day. I'm not doing that every night. With regards to the recitation of the Qur'an, it is not like any other day of the year. So therefore, I have the Mus'haf with me. I have my device, and there is no excuse for us. I can download a Mus'haf on my phone device and recite the Qur'an from the phone device. Is it necessary for me to have wudu when holding the device? Well, this device is not considered a Mus'haf. So therefore, it is not the condition for you to be in a state of wudu when reciting the Qur'an from your device. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. We just have to seek it. We just have to search it, and we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is there. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy has encompassed everything. So the month of Ramadan is the opportunity for you to reclaim, to reconnect to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find ajaib, you will find amazing things in the Qur'an. You will find that your life changes. Without any doubt, you will find that your life changes with regards to the relationship you have with the Qur'an. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we need to link these things to practical examples, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become a better person, a greater person, a kinder person, a more generous person in the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we want to be that person. And one of the reasons, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, for me to achieve that goal is to have a relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to allow us to be from Ahl al-Qur'an, to be from the people of the Qur'an, people who understand the Qur'an and then implement the Qur'an. Allah Jalla wa'ala will raise those people, and those people who avoid and stay away from the Qur'an, then what are they following? It may be on Yawm al-Qiyamah that the Qur'an is an evidence against you. But the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there to be something against you, but is there to support you and to be an evidence for you, to speak for you, because you are the one who recited the Qur'an. It will be an evidence for you that you acted upon the Qur'an. So we ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to allow us to be from the people of the Qur'an. Allahumma ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be from those people who learn the Qur'an and implement the Qur'an. That we bring together al-ilmu wal-amal, knowledge and action. That these people are the ones who are truly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the very best in this life and in the hereafter. And we ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to allow us to be from those who refer to the Qur'an in all of our matters. Allahumma ameen. Until our next episode, Jazakum Allahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.